chaos as organizing principle. Now that the future seems even more uncertain, the collection of papers on my desk, cleaved from their columns, looks mutinous. Downstairs, there's a basket of red potatoes in various states of decay, and in the center, an onion is sprouting a wild green stem. I don't know why I've been working overtime to keep up appearances, when a few hundred miles south, an entire congressional body has lost its compass, swapping common sense for the mud they prefer to sling on newsprint. Last weekend, pulling the season's first weeds, I wondered how long it would take, left to its primitive devices, for an overgrowth to obscure the house, spread thickly down the street, turn the neighborhood against itself. I wasn't ready to disappear, not yet. My back was sore, the trowel edge dull. Yet, what is there to do but start where you are?